Penguin Random House Audio presents The Late Bloomers Club by Louise Miller. Read for you by Emily Rankin. For my sisters, Brenda and Lisa. Prologue. Freckles would have smelled the change in Peggy Johnson before her car slammed into the town's oldest white oak. But the window on his side had been rolled all the way down, and the air out on Pudding Hill Road was thick with the scent of the fresh cow manure the farmer had spread over his kale field just that morning. Peggy had woken up before dawn, like she did every day. She drank a single cup of black coffee at the kitchen table while she read the paper, then she tied an apron around her waist to protect her house dress from grease stains, and got to work mixing the batter for a 1-2-3-4 cake. Once the last traces of flour had disappeared into the thick paste of sugar, butter, eggs, and vanilla, Peggy released the beaters from the body of the hand mixer. She held them steady for Freckles.
"There you go now," she said as he licked the beaters clean.
By the time the cake layers came out of the oven, the sun had burned off the morning fog. Peggy pulled on her hiking boots, their leather cracked and worn, and loaded up the back seat of her car with cakes she had decorated the night before. Four in all, three layers apiece, each frosted with yellow buttercream, pink flowers piped along the edges. Peggy tucked a couple of bunched-up blankets around the boxes to encourage them to stay in place.
"We'll drop these off, then stop at the white market for more sugar," Peggy said, opening the back door for the dog. "I bet the butcher set aside a few stew bones for you,"